for preaching.
啊，所以呢，我们就有这个啊特权可以坐下了。
And so we have given this right to sit down.
那么我们盼望呢，一边交通啊，一边我们可以彼此有啊问答。
And our hope is as we go along, there will be questions and answers.
因为不是讲道哈，所以就是我们听的也是讲的哈，那么讲的也是听的。
And so all of us has a responsibility, to speak.
啊，我只是在这里负责做一个引发的人。
And I think my role is mainly a facilitator.
那么下午这个专题哈。下午我们这一组的题目啊是真道的奥秘。
For our group, our topic is the mystery of faith.
啊，所以请我们先读一下这一句话的出处。
To start with, let's go to the scripture.
提摩太前书。
Please turn to 1 Timothy.
第三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
大家听，要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。提摩太前书第三章第九节。
So let me read it to you. This is in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9. He says, "But holding to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience."
啊，这是我们这一组的组的名字啊。
And I think that's the title of our group.
啊，那么。我们今天下午的题目呢，乃是讲到教会是神的家。
Now the topic, the specific topic we'll go over, for this afternoon is the church being the house of God.
但是在没有进入我们下午这个主题哈，教会是神的家。我想呢，我和弟兄姊妹分享一点啊，这里讲到用。存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。
But before we go into that, I'd like to share a little bit on this particular verse about holding the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience.
我们读新约圣经呢，我们可以看见“奥秘”这个词啊，一共大概用了27次。
In the New Testament, we read that this word mystery.Was used about 27 times.
除了有三次哈是用在撒旦用在那不法的隐义哈之外呢，有24次是讲到关乎神和神心中的奥秘。
And three times were spent on talking about the enemy, the mystery of lawlessness. The rest, 24 times, is talking about the mystery of God.
那么今天早晨呢？江弟兄也告诉我们说，宇宙中最大的奥秘就是神自己。
And earlier, Brother Stephen shared with us that God is the greatest mystery in the universe.
我们先要稍微讲一下哈，什么是奥秘？使徒们怎么用这个词
？I'd like to explain a little bit of what is the meaning of the word mystery and how the apostle uses that word.
我们知道，在新约时代写成的那个年代哈。当时呢，差不多欧亚非呢都是被罗马帝国所统治的。
We know during the time when the New Testament was written, basically the three major continents, Europe, Asia, and Africa, were conquered by the Roman Empire.
但是他们的文化呢，却是希腊的文化。
However, the culture that they inherited were from the Greek.
在希腊的文化里面呢，他们是城邦的。所谓的民主自由的政治
And from the Greek, they learned a democratic form of government.
所以他们在社会上，在民间呢，有很多的社团。
And so in society, there were many different groups, guilds, and so on.
那么这些社团呢，他们参加的人呢，在他们里面有一些的穿的衣服，有一些的举动呢，别人都看得见，但是都不知道他们是什么意思。
However, there are some groups where, even though they dress and talk in such a way that even though other people can hear, but they don't quite understand what was going on.
除非呢，你经过一个特别的训练呢。教导学习呢，我们才会知道的。
And unless you go through some form of initiation or training, then you would learn what they were doing.
在当时希腊的文化里面，称这种的行为、这种的标记呢，他们叫做一个奥秘。
And in that Greek, Grecian culture, this type of group, or this type of behavior was called mystery.
就是说呢，虽然它是公开的，大家都看得见的，可能也听得见的，但是看见的人、听见的人呢，多半都不明白它的意思。
And so even though what they were doing and who they are were seen by all, but they didn't quite understand what they were talking about or what they were doing.
那么圣灵呢，在感动写作新约圣经的使徒们呢，他们也用了这个字，就是奥秘。
And the Holy Spirit.Led the writers of the New Testament to use this word mystery.
圣经里面有一处啊，很清楚的把这个意思说出来。
Now there is one place in the scripture that clearly explains what this word is.
就是在启示录第一章里面。
And that is found in Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章第二十节。
Verse 20.
我们知道在那里呢，使徒约翰他看见他第一个异象。
There we find the Apostle John saw his first vision.
在这里第二十节哈，记载说，论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
Verse 20, as for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands,The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
那像约翰呢，显现的人子向他讲到这个奥秘。
So when the Son of Man who revealed himself or who appeared to John,
约翰看见了人子行走在七个金灯台的中间。
John saw the Son of Man walking in the midst of the seven lampstands.
看见人子呢，右手中握着七个星。
And John saw that he held seven stars in his hand.
凡是眼睛得开呢，看见这异象，都看见这个情景。
And so if the eyes were open to see that vision, they would see, the seven stars.
但是却不明白这个情景的意义是什么。
But they would not understand the meaning of that vision.
所以主就说到这是一个奥秘。
And so the Lord said, this is the mystery.
那么主为着，约翰呢，把它解开来。
And for John to understand, the Lord uncovered the mystery.
主说那个七星呢，就是七个教会的使者。
He explained that the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches.
七个灯台就是七个教会。
And the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
啊，这里给我们看见，虽然有的时候我们看见的那个情景，但是我们却不明白他真正要说的意义是什么。
So we may see images and pictures, but we don't quite understand the meaning.
那个叫做奥秘。
That is the word mystery.
好，我们感谢神了。如果是我们去查考新约圣经。
We thank God that if we have a chance to look into the New Testament.
在圣经，新约圣经里面这24次呢，讲到关于神和他心中的奥秘的时候。
And study the 24 times where it's used to talk about the mystery of God.
每一处都伴随着要叫你们知道。
Every time it follows that we need to understand this.
神要我们知道。
Because God wants us to know it.
神要启示出来。
He wants to reveal it to us.
叫我们能够明白。
So that we can understand.
这是我们今天做神儿女们的一个福分。
And I think that's a blessing that we have as children of God.
我们的神是乐意将他的心意向我们打开的一位神。
It really pleases God.To reveal his heart and mind.
我们这一次来到他的面前，我们就是求主让我们能够有属灵的看见。
And so coming together this time around, we ask the Lord to help us to see.
所以今天早晨江弟兄也给我们 说到哈，神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里面。
Earlier, Brother Kong shared how God it pleases him to reveal his son to us.
使徒保罗在哥罗西书里面也告诉我们说呢，神愿望呢，他就乐意叫教会得知他的奥秘是什么。
And that in Colossians, the Lord revealed to Paul that he wants us to see his son.
那么这个奥秘呢，是借着圣灵在我们的灵里面启示出来。
Now the mystery, however, is revealed by the Holy Spirit into our spirit.
我们需要活在灵里面。
And so we do need to abide.
我们需要跟随圣灵。
And that we need to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
在读这，如果我们去查考呢，讲到奥秘的时候。
And so if you go in and study these occurrences of the word mystery.
哪些人可以明白这些奥秘呢
？Who are the audience? Targeted to understand them.
首先呢，还不仅仅是我们蒙恩得救的人。
And first of all, it's not only those who are saved.
并且呢，我们是乐意、甘心情愿的跟随基督的人。
But those who willingly, and desiringly follow the Lord.
换句话说呢，就是愿意做主门徒的人。
Or in another word, those who want to be the Lord's disciple.
所以我们看见在四福音里面，主好几次啊用比喻来说出奥秘。
And in many times the Lord try to explain some mystery using parables.
这个比喻呢，每一个人听呢，都跟我们日常生活发生的事情相关的，所以人就以为就是这些地上的事情。
And the parables that he spoke of.Really related to just daily stuff, and a lot of people thought that that's the realm where it's confined to.
但是那些跟随主的门徒们呢，等到众人散去以后，他们就私下问主。
But the disciples drew closer after the multitudes were gone, asked the Lord.
主，他们问主说：“你为什么要用比喻说呢
？”Ask him, why are you speaking in parables?
主就说到：“这些奥秘呢，是只叫你们知道，其余的人呢。”他们就没有办法明白。
And the Lord explained that these things were hidden from others, but to you it is revealed.
所以我们恳求主啊，感动并且吸引我们。
And so we need the Lord to move us and to draw us.
叫我们愿意跟随主。
So that we have a heart to follow Him.
不轻易的觉得呢，我们熟悉的这些属灵的事情呢。就是我们知道的就是全部。
And that we will not be easily content with the things that we already know.
那么另外两个点。
Now there are two other things.
我不去重复了，今天早晨呢，江弟兄都已经提到了。
I won't repeat what Brother Stephen Kong has mentioned earlier.
我们需要求主呢，将那智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
We need to ask the Lord to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
并且还要照明我们心中的眼睛。
And that he will enlighten the eyes of our heart.
叫我们得以看见，得以明白。
So that we can see and understand.
那么接下来呢，我要和弟兄姊妹交通一下啊，保罗在提摩太前书里面讲到要这个真道的奥秘。
Now what I'd like to talk about now is what Paul said in 1 Timothy, the mystery of the faith.
有时候我读圣经呢，我就觉得非常的为难。
I do find it difficult at times while reading the scripture.
就是呢，当圣灵感动使徒们写作圣经的时候，有一些的话呢，他们从来不做解释的。
And that is some words written by the apostles were never explained.
这个哈，如果用世俗的人的话来讲，就留给我们很大的想象的空间。
And in the vernacular of today, people say you are giving a lot of freedom to interpret.
但是我们知道神的话呢，不是容许我们用人的智慧自己去想象的。
But we understand that God's word need to be understood properly.
这个真道的奥秘呢，好像。当初啊，提摩太还有他所服侍以弗所的弟兄姊妹呢，都已经非常清楚了。
It is as if this mystery of the faith was clearly understood by the saints and by the saints in Ephesus.
所以保罗不用解释，就只是吩咐他们说呢，要用清洁的良心呢，来固守真道的奥秘。
And so the apostle didn't spend time to explain, but just to tell them to hold fast to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience.
这些日子呢，我心里面一直有一个为难，说主啊，我要讲这个，我自己也不是很清楚什么是真道的奥秘。
And I felt it difficult and said to the Lord that I'm to speak on this, but yet I don't fully understand.
我们知道呢，整本写成的圣经呢，就是我们所相信的真道，是包含所有一切的，神所启示出来的。
We know our faith encapsulates what is revealed in the scripture, the whole Bible.
像今天早晨江弟兄告诉我们的呢，我们每一个人呢，只要受过教育识字，好，我们都可以读圣经。
And Brother Stephen Kahn mentioned that as long as we know how to read, we can read the scripture.
我们读了圣经呢，我们也明白，就着我们天然人的悟性，我们也明白他在说什么。
And that our understanding allow us to understand to a certain degree.
这就好像呢，我们看见了一个情景。
And it's as if we are exposed to an image or a scene.
但是我们却并没有摸到这个情景里面真实的意义，以至于得着他的祝福。
But seldom have we really understood the meaning of what we are seeing.
所以我们需要在这个真道里面摸到他的奥秘，摸到他的实际。
And so we really need to touch the reality of this faith.
这样子叫我们不仅持守，并且我们享受这个真道里面所带给我们一切的祝福。
So that we not only can hold fast,but that we can also reap the benefit of our faith.
好，我在这里稍微用一个说明。
Let me try to illustrate.
好，这是我借用年长弟兄们他们曾经讲过的。
And I'm going to borrow something that were mentioned by some of our more elderly brothers.
就是用一个轮子来做比方。
More senior brothers. And that is this wheel.
一个轮子中心呢是有轮轴
，and you find that there is the axle in the middle of the wheel。
那么它的周边呢就是这个轮轮辐
，and then on the outside you have the wheel itself。
那么这个轮子从轮轴出来呢有轮网。
And the wheel is held to the axle with what is called spokes.
今天我们读所有圣经里面呢，我们读出许多的真理。
From the scripture, we have learned many truths.
比如说在创世纪里面。
For example, in Genesis.
好，我们就看见那个救赎的真理，那个亚伯去献羊羔。
And we see the truth about atonement, how Abel offered up lamb.
我们也看见那个被提的真理。
And we also are revealed the truth about rapture.
我们看见了以诺与神同行了，他就走进了神所在的地方，进到神的里面。
How Enoch walked with the Lord and was taken.
这些都是真道。
All these are truths that we find.
就好像这个轮的轮辐一样。
And they are like the spokes on this wheel.
那么我们如果讲圣经呢，还有许许多多的真理。
And in the scripture, you find that there are many truths.
像以色列人过红海。
For example, how the Israelites crossed the Red Sea.
到了新约呢，使徒保罗就讲到我们呢受浸归入了基督。
And in the New Testament, Paul talks tell us about how we are baptized into Christ.
那么这些呢，好像都是一个一个的真理。
And all these.Seems like individual truth.
我们明白了他，我们相信了他，我们也得着他的祝福。
And we understand, we have believed and reaped the benefit.
但是当神赐下这些真理，他背后的目的是什么？我们不知道。
But what was the purpose behind God giving us these truths? We are missing.
这些真理呢，当得着人，我们享受了他，并且得着了祝福呢，我们就觉得他宝贵。
Now we do, after having believed and having benefited from the truth, we do know their preciousness.
我们就抱住持定它呢，以至于我们就成了为着这个真理而聚会的一个团体。
And sometimes we hold fast to a certain aspect of truth, and we name the congregation after it.
我们看见今天在教会历史中，我们现在所生活的环境呢，仍然有很多神的儿女们是这样子来持守的。
And we see that taking place even today.
但是呢，若是我们明白了真道的奥秘
，But if we understand the mystery of our faith，
我们所持守的就不再是一个一个片面的或者不完全的局部的真理。
And we hope to not just hold fast to one or two truths。
它背后的奥秘是什么呢
But the mystery of the faith.
我借用一位年长弟兄讲的，就是基督与教会。
And what is that mystery? And I want to borrow the words, and that is Christ and His church.
他用一个轮子来做比方，基督就是这个轮子的中心，他的轮轴。
And using the wheel as an illustration, Christ is the axle of the wheel.
从基督里面产生出各样的真理出来。
And from Christ,We have many truths.
因为他就是真理。
Because he is truth.
而这个真理所达到的那个范围呢，就是教会，就是这个轮服。
And the perimeter that these truths will reach out to is the church.
若是我们摸着了基督这个中心。
And so if we are in touch with the center of the wheel.
我们呢，也认识了他所要达到的范围是教会。
And that we have come to know the perimeter or the scope where the truth is found.
那我们就摸到了真理整个所涵盖的范围。
Then we would have touched the whole realm where the truth would act.
而这个轮子呢，它就能够正常的运行往前去。
And that this wheel being balanced would function.
若是我们把这个拿掉的话，我们光讲这些真理。
But if we take some out and only speak about the truth,
我们就看见了这个轮子，它可能就会产生偏差或者是不正常的情况。
And you find that the wheel is dysfunctional or going the wrong way.
所以在这里，我想我自己个人目前现在的领会和弟兄姊妹一点点的分享。
And so I'm sharing with you based on my understanding.
在这个若是我们摸着了这个奥秘啊。
So if we have touched this mystery,
或者这样讲呢，就是一切真理背后的那个实体，那个实质。
Or in another word, if we are in touch with the reality behind the truth,
那么我们就得着了神他心意中要给我们的那个祝福。
Or the substance of the truth, then we are in touch with the blessing that God has in mind.
使徒保罗劝勉那些做执事的。
The Apostle Paul.Admonished those who are deacons.
他说要存清洁的良心来固守真道的奥秘。
That they are to hold fast the mystery of the truth with a clear conscience.
换句话说呢，我们要在这件事情上面对主对人没有亏欠。
And what that means is, in this regard, we are to be blameless before God and before man.
在我们讲论一切的真理的时候啊。我们在一切的追求上面，我们要以基督为中心。
And the way to do it is in all our pursuits, we hold fast to Christ as the center.
以教会作为我们的范围。
And that the church be the realm in which these truths act.
我想我就停在这里一下，好不好
？And so let me stop here for now.
弟兄姊妹们可以帮我补充或者解释，或者有问题。
And I hope brothers and sisters would be able to supplement or complement what I've already said or even raise questions.
圣经上的真理是互相有关系的，因为我们眼光受蒙蔽嘛，以为这个真理就这一条单独的，所以圣经上说教会是基督的身体，要互相效力，这包括里面的好多真理要互相效力，我们不能单独来看一个真理，单独看一个真理没有生命的现象，只是理论啊条理，所以我觉得这个很形象，也启发我想到圣经上说那个身体的道理啊，好像更切合我们这个基督教会的关系。你像我们弟兄之间好像没有联系，但实际上有生命的联系。因为什么呢？碰到弟兄受到什么困难时，大家都为他祷告，为他这个啊。所以我们现在存在的问题就是啊，刚才弟兄说了，我们用人的悟性去看，把真理看得孤立的，真理不是孤立的。神的真理就影响基督，基督是一切，所以每个真理就基督来把它汇总在一起， 这虽是刚才不是用这个人字的道理，对吧？但是我是理解应该用这个身体道理讲比较好，因为肢体好像无关的。但实际上，你脚要坏了，你全身就行动不便，啊，嘴要不能吃饭了，好多就不好办，是吧？所以我们不能孤立的来看这个例子，很好，引起我们启发的。因为原来我没想到这个里面的互相的关系，因为刚才菩提兄一提，我觉得好像那样解释比较通一点，大家一起研究，因为神的话是非常的奥秘，我们这是啊见他的一般，就想求的神启示我们，叫我们知道的更清楚更明白。谢谢。
明天下午我们会讲到教会是基督的身体。
And tomorrow afternoon, we'll talk about the church being the body of Christ.
在这里呢，好像教会里面最基本的一些服事的人，我们基本的条件啊，使徒保罗说呢，我们要明白这个真道的奥秘。
And today our focus has been on 1 Timothy, where he talked about some of the servants within the church and how they are to hold fast.
不光是我们热心，不光是我们能做事，啊，那还不构成我们真正侍奉的这个条件。
The mystery of faith, and from this we see that being able to do things and perform are not the main criteria for serving the Lord.
我们不仅要看见啊，神心中要什么。
We need to not only see what God is after.
看见神在他儿子里面做成了什么。
And what our Lord has accomplished.
而且我们还要会用清洁的良心来持守他。
But that we are also to hold fast with a clear conscience.
郭弟兄，我有个问题哈。真理的奥秘是神也乐意启示这种奥秘给我们，那我有一个问题请问的，就是说我们能够明白多少这样的奥秘，是不是无限量呢，还是说还是有限的呢，还是说我们到了永世以后才完完全全明白呢？好像比如说是人的自由意志的问题，这个是很大的奥秘。我的问题就是说，是不是我们都可以在主回来之前都可以明白？
Alright, let me try to capture what our brother was asking. He was asking, yes, we are to understand the mystery of the Lord, but are we capable, are we expected to understand all of the mysteries?
How much we are
to
understand?
Do we understand until the Lord Jesus coming
until
back?
Until the Lord comes.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书十三章讲哈，啊，若是我能说万人的方言，但是啊，也明白各样的奥秘。
The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 13 talked about if he can understand all the tongues and
但是我若缺少爱呢，我就算不得什么。
But if I'm lacking love, then I am nobody.
啊，他最后告诉我们说，我们如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，爱是最大的。
And what remaineth is faith, truth, and love is the greatest.
所以告诉我们说哈，我们不是在头脑知识上想要去明白这些奥秘，那个还不是真的明白。
And so we are not to try to understand with a mind as much and try to capture as much knowledge as we can.
如果我们都头脑上明白了，那也不是奥秘了。
Because oftentimes merely understanding with the mind.
这一切的奥秘啊，是在神自己里面，就是神自己的生命。
Doesn't accomplish, but the truth, the all mystery is hidden in God.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，我们若是追求爱，这生命丰盛了，这个奥秘不仅我们明白，也从我们身上显出来。
And the apostles tell us if we pursue love, not only will we understand the mysteries, but that we allow the divine life to live out those mysteries.
所以有的人呢，他在有生的年日，因为他走上这条路了，啊，他身上就显出的多。
And you find that certain people have gone along this way a little farther, and they therefore can express more of this.
有的人走错了路了哈，这个奥秘就变成一个争论，变成一种的学问，一种的主义哈， 那产生很大的难处。
And when a person go astray, these mysteries now become a controversy, and it becomes an issue.
一种的 teaching.
Yes, becomes a form of teaching.
好，我想简单的回答，好不好？好，不晓得弟兄姊妹还有没有哈？没有，我们就 go on 了，可以吗？好，这一
question
还有没有
？Any other question? If not, we'll go on.
这一次我们的聚会的主题啊是属灵的看见。
So the theme of a conference is spiritual seeing.
好，我们知道呢，一个人的看见呢，对他的思想，对他的行为是有直接的关系和影响。
We know that the ability to see has a great deal of influence on what the person thinks and how he acts.
我们如何看啊，就造成我们里面的怎样想，我们有什么样的意念。
And how we look at certain things also has much to do with the attitude of the mind.
或者英文这样讲啊 ，to see 啊 shapes our thoughts and mind. 啊，它磨成我们的心思和意念。
So what we see shapes our thoughts and our mind.
我们的心思和意念呢，就主导我们外面的行为和生活。
And that, consequently dictate how we, act.
这 governs our conduct and behavior. 然后呢，它决定哈，我们人生的意义，我们的价值和它最后的结局。
And that it also defines the meaning, the value, and the end result of this life.
或者英文这样讲啊 ，determines the meaning, value, and outcome of our life. 啊，所以今天我们看见的，跟我们这个人做人的有非常直接的关系。
And hence, what we see has much to do with our person.
我举一个例子来讲啊，当第二代的人，他们第一次有意要去敬拜神的时候。
For example, when the second generation of man had the heart to worship the Lord.
这我们都熟悉这个故事，他们是两兄弟。
And we're familiar with these two brothers.
他们心都是一样的，要去敬拜神。
They had the same heart of coming to worship the Lord.
一个呢，他的看见是人的看法。
But one hold to a viewpoint of man.
一个看见的是属灵的看见。
But the other sees the divine plan.
所以他们去敬拜的时候方式完全不一样。
And so when they come to worship, it's entirely different.
该隐呢用了人最好的好心，他把他上好的土产呢拿去敬拜神。
And Cain offered up the best that come out of the ground, that come out of his toil and labor.
这我们知道他所以这样做，因为这是他的看见，他里面的意念。
And he did, he offered his best, that's because that's the way he understood it.
那么该隐呢，对不起啊，亚伯。
However, Abel.
亚伯呢，他就献上了，他是牧羊的，他就献上了羊群中头生的羊羔。
And he was a keeper of flocks, and he offered up the finest flock, finest sheep from his flock.
我们看见他可以献一个大羊，对不对
？And he could offer a big sheep.
他只献一个小小的羊，很小。
But he offered up a small lamb.
如果就人来看呢，他这个心好像不是太好，很小气啊。
And so from a human perspective, we may say that, you know, he just offered a small thing.
但是呢，他这个举动呢，是受他那个属灵的看见的影响的。
But we find that his behavior was affected by his spiritual understanding.
这个属灵的看见呢，就是他用神的眼光来看神的事情。
And basically, he saw things from this perspective of God.
所以那个结果就完全不一样。
And the end result was entirely different.
我们知道那个结果呢，该隐所献的，神看都不看。
And you discover that God had no regard. He'd even look upon what Cain was offering.
亚伯献上这一只小小的羊羔呢，神就悦纳了他的敬拜。
But God was pleased and accepted the lamb that Abel offered up.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天属灵的看见非常的重要。
And so our spiritual sight, spiritual seeing and understanding is very important.
啊，对我们今天在一起的侍奉，无论是个人，无论是团体，就是教会的侍奉，是非常重要的。
And in effect, it is very important to a personal or corporate service to the Lord.
我们为什么家庭这样安排？
And why our family is this way?
为什么教会聚会是这样聚会？
And why does the church meet in this way?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不是因为你我的喜好。
It's not because of our own preference.
也不是因为你我们以往的背景。
It's not because of past tradition.
也不是现在社会上面基督教里面的风气和潮流。
And it is not what is popular today.
必须根据于属灵的看见。
And how we worship must be based on spiritual understanding.
这样叫我们的外面的行为是神所喜悦的。
So that we act in a way that is pleasing to God.
我们能够得着神的祝福。
So that we can be blessed by the
Lord. 也能够有永远的价值。
And that what we do have eternal value.
这是我们这一次聚会哈，我们大家在一起交通，我想和弟兄姊妹分享一点。
And so this is something that we like to focus on.
所以下午呢，我被安排我的责任乃是看见教会是神的家。
And my responsibility for today is seeing the church as the body of Christ.
我起先呢，以为我的责任是讲教会是神的家。
And initially, I thought I was to speak on the church being the body of Christ.
后来我一看这个须知上面说是 seeing the church is the body of Christ.
But later on,
the house of God.
But later on, I see that it is seeing the church as the house of God.
啊，这个叫我在主的面前很恐慌。
And that really caused a lot of fear in my heart.
像江弟兄说的哈，他没有得救以前也会讲道。
And like Brother Stephen Kong shared, even before he was really saved, he was preaching.
我们没有看见以前，我们也会讲教会是神的家。
So it is possible that before we even see anything, we can talk about church being
his body. 但这个题目呢，一加给我了，我表示说我要看见我才能够说的。
Now, since this topic is given to me, that means I have to have seen this.
看见教会是神的家。
Seeing the church as the house of God.
我们刚才讲到，我们怎样看见，我们就怎样思想。
Earlier we mentioned how we see shapes the way we think.
我们看见了什么，我们里面就有什么样的意念。
What we see, gives us certain concepts and ideas.
我们怎样思想，我们有什么意念，我们外面活出来的就是什么东西。
And that because of the way we think, and because of our thoughts, we behave in a certain way.
我想今天可能很多有的初蒙恩的弟兄姊妹或者福音朋友到我们中间就说，哦，这里很有家的味道。
And we do see a lot of friends, gospel friends, and young believers that says, well, you know, there is this atmosphere of a family.
因为我一来这里就有人关心我。
Because when I first visited, lots of people care about me.
是不是这种感觉就是看见了教会是神的家呢？
Now, does that mean that, you know, there is an actual seeing?
好，我们要回到圣经里面来思想。
Of the house of God? Well, we need to go back to the scripture.
看见教会是神的家。
Seeing the church as the house of God.
必定在我们的行为、言语、态度、我们的心思意念上面有一个革命性的改变。
Will revolutionize the way we live, the way we behave.
我们先不用圣经的话。
Now, before we go to the scripture.
比如我们就用人日常的生活和经验。
And let's talk about this based on what we already understand.
好，这一次我们有很多从波特兰来的弟兄姊妹们。
We have a number of brothers and sisters from Portland, Oregon.
我相信我们在波特兰我们都有自己的居所，那叫做我们的家。
And we all, have our own homes, perhaps.
我的家呢，就由我来做主。
And of course, I am the head of my house.
我喜欢的这个房间做书房，那这个房间就是书房。
And I determine which room ought to be the office.
我要在这里挂一幅画，我就把这幅画挂在那里。
Or the study, hang up the picture.
那我们现在从波特兰离开了，到了西雅图来。
Now that we have left Portland and come up to Seattle.
我们有弟兄姊妹接待我们，很有爱心。
And we have loving host family.
那我一来呢，我就像主人一样。
Now, is it okay if I come and behave like I am the boss?
说弟兄啊，你这个家很好，但是呢，这个沙发摆错位置了。
And we may say, well, you know, you have a nice house here, but I think your sofa is misplaced.
好，你应该这样摆哈，比较舒服一点，比较看得见外面的风景。
And I think this is a better way to place the sofa.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们这样做客人呢，我们就可能意念上就有了问题，对不对？
And so if we behave this way, that means you know, our mind is out of here.
我们就认为呢，这个地方是我的家了。
Because we mistakenly think that we are the host of this house.
好，我们呢，这个是人间我们都知道的。
And so this is common sense to all of us.
这是我们看见的教会是神的家。
But if we have seen that, the church is the house of God.
我们来到神的家中，我们就要尊重这个家的主人，对不对？
And if we are in this house, then we ought to honor the host of this
house. 这个家的主人是谁呢？
And so who is the boss?
是神自己， owner.
Who is the owner? It is God himself.
好，这个家是属于他的。
Because this is his house.
所以若是我到主的家里面来，我要尊重这个家的主人。
And so if I were in the house of God, I need to honor God.
他在这个家中有主宰的权柄。
And he has sovereignty over this house.
他在这个家中有所有权。
And he has absolute authority.
或者 ownership.
Ownership.
好，我们每一个人，若是我们看见了，我们的生活就不一样。
And if we see this, then our lives are different.
我们称作在这里的他有主权，他有 lordship.
And we see that he has lordship.
这样子，我们那个敬拜才叫做敬拜。
Then we will have real, genuine worship.
所以有一个弟兄这样讲，你看见了神的主权，你敬拜他说主你是配得的，那个叫做 worship, 就是 worship.
And some mentioned that if you see the sovereignty of God and you worship him,Then you see his worth.
如果我们觉得呢，你不配，我现在来帮你出点主意。我们虽然讲教会是神的家，其实是你和你的家也是我的家，不是神的家。
But oftentimes, we don't see it that way. We think that we have better ways of doing things.
即便在那里人的感情很好。
And so even though, relationship among brothers and sisters is very good.
很有爱心。
And there's a great deal of love.
我们名称也称得很好。
And there's probably a very good name.
那不是教会，也不是神的家。
But that does not necessitate a church or a house of God.
那不过是你我，我们照着我们的喜好来聚集的敬拜的一个地方。
But that is an assembly, formed out of our preferences.
我们再讲哈，神的家是单单的为着神的需要。啊，我们敬畏的讲，神是全有全丰全足的神，但是神好像有一个需要。
And even though God is all powerful, He has all things, everything belongs to Him, but He has a need, and we have to see that the church is here to fulfill God's need.
为着神的满足，为着神的喜悦，也为着神的安息而有的。
And it is to please Him.To satisfy him and to allow him to find rest.
不是为着你和我的需要和满足。
It is not here merely to satisfy your needs and my needs.
当然，当我们呢认识这个，我们为着神寻求满足的时候。
Certainly, when we have a heart to please God,
你我的需要一定会得着满足。
We discover that all our needs are met by the Lord.
但是很可惜啊，我们看见今天很多人呢，因着人的需要，我们就有了一个聚会。
Unfortunately, oftentimes, you find people focusing on our needs only.
为着我们的方便，为着我们的喜悦，我们就有了一个聚集。
And they gather, out of their own preferences.
因着神爱我们，他是信实的，我们奉他的名聚集呢，他也赐下祝福来。
And because God, He has a bigger heart than all of us, so when we do gather in His name, He does, bestow His presence.
但是那里有没有神家的实际呢？
But we have to ask, is there substance and reality of the house of God?
并没有神家的实际。
Sometimes we don't find it.
神的家是教会呢，就是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
是为着神的需要，神的满足、喜悦和安息。而在地上才有的。
It is established by God for His need.
在神的满足、安息和他的这个喜悦的里面，人这样聚集的时候，人要得着神一切的祝福。
And when we gather, with the proper sense of purpose, then you discover God will satisfy us.
好，这是我想呢，我初步的 提一下哈，若是我们看见教会是神的家，我们里面意念会有一个的转变。
And so let me recapture. So if we understand that the church is God's house, it changes everything.
好，我们可能来聚会的时候呢，我们虽然有的时候会有一些的主意，有一些的建议哈，我们会回到主的话语，回到主自己的面前去问，这是不是你的？
And so, for example, we may have certain ideas. We need to go back to the Lord and ask, Lord, is this from you?
啊，很多时候呢，我们有很多主意，很多建议呢，就好像我们到了别人家啊，好像是自己家一样，把整个次序都打乱了。
And a lot of times,we hold things upside down in the house of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看见啊，这不仅今天在神儿女们中很普遍的一种现象，很可能就发生在我们自己的啊侍奉的里面。
And this is not only rather prevalent, but I think sometimes it happens to us as well.
我们实在要求主啊，让我们看见。
And so we need the Lord to help us to see.
教会是神的家。
That the church.Is his house.
好，我们来读几处的经文。
And let's go to a few more passages of scripture.
好，首先我们请大家读希伯来书第三章。
Now let's first turn to Hebrews chapter 3,
第一节到第六节。
Verses 1-6.
好，我们好不好请读中文的弟兄们，我们同声来读。
I'm going to ask.Those speaking Chinese to read together with me.
好，我们一起来。同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬宗，如同摩西在神的全家敬宗一样，他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子，治理神的家。我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。我们请关伟弟兄给我们用英文读一下。
Okay, let's read the English. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house, for he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful,in all his house as a servant, for testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
好，我们再读三章十四节。
Let's go to chapter 3, verse 14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end.
这个在基督里有份呢，也有一个翻译说是我们就是基督的同伴。
And there's another translation of partakers of Christ is we are companions of Christ.
第四章第十二节十三节。
Chapter 4, verses 12 and 13.
我们还是请中文弟兄姊妹一起读。
Again, Chinese first.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更利快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
Verse 12. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joint and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart, and there is no creature hidden from his sight. But all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
好，我们再读提摩太前书。
Let's go back to 1 Timothy.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 十五节。
Verse 15.
我们一起读。
Together.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
But in case I am delayed, I write so that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth.
在这里提摩太前书第三章十五节。
So here in this verse,
保罗说，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
So Paul was concerned that if he were delayed, Timothy ought to know how to conduct in the household of God.
在英文里面它有一个意思就是保罗借着这一封书信使提摩太知道。
And so through writing to Paul, to Timothy, Paul wants him to know.
每一个在神家中的人该如何行。
How everyone ought to conduct themselves in the household of God.
所以在这里讲的不仅仅是提摩太一个人知道该怎样行。
And so it is really not limited to Timothy himself.
而是每一个来到神家中的，我们神的儿女们，我们该如何 做儿女，怎样做弟兄。
But this is in effect for every child of God.
这是我想我今天的下午就着这个题目和弟兄姊妹我们读这几处的经文。
And so, so we have this, these verses that we like to ponder upon.
我是不是在这边再停一下，还没有 go on 之前啊。
And probably I should stop here before we go on.
弟兄姊妹有什么问题，有什么分享补充？
Are there any additional thoughts or questions before we move on?
都没有。大家觉不觉得这个看见神的家，不，教会是神的家很重要。
I hope we see the importance of seeing the church as the household of God.
而且要很准确的来看见。
And that we need to accurately see this.
我们实在感觉需要到主面前祷告。
And really, I really sense the need to go before the Lord in prayer.
没有的话，我们就 go on 哈，我们 move on.
And let's go on.
在希伯来书第三章里面
，In Hebrews chapter 3,
他讲到。用旧约摩西来做一个说明。
The writer made a contrast with Moses of the Old Testament.
摩西在那个时代呢，被神使用做使者，这个使者也可以就翻作使徒。
Moses in the Old Testament was a messenger of God. He was sent by the Lord.
就是 apostle.
And so that's the word apostle.
他传递神的话语来引导神的百姓。
And he was sent to deliver the word of God to guide and lead the people of God.
并且他得着神的启示来建造神的会幕。
And he was given revelation on constructing the tabernacle.
希伯来书作者呢，用摩西呢来让我们看见神的儿子比摩西更尊贵。
And So Moses was a type, and the author of Hebrews wants us to see the greater, the Son of God.
啊，我们的主耶稣基督啊，他在神的家中，啊，在神的儿女们中间，他也是做使徒、做带领的。
And we find that our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, is an apostle and high priest of God.
他来建造神的家。
He is sent to build the house of the Lord.
摩西在神的家中呢，是做仆人。
Now Moses was a servant in the house.
他向着神尽忠。
And he was faithful as a servant.
他没有一件事情为神出主意。
Not one thing came from his own ideas.
啊，每一件事呢，不论大事或者是最小的事情。
And you discover whether great things or small things.
他都到神面前去求问。
He sought before the Lord.
然后他出来带领以色列百姓的时候，他每一次都这样说：“耶和华如此说。”
And that when he go out to guide the people, and he would say, "Thus says the Lord."
所以圣经上面的作者呢，为摩西做见证，说他在神的全家诚然尽忠。
And the author of Hebrews says he was faithful in his house.
啊，所以我们来到神的家中哈，我们看见教会是神的家，我们要尊重神的主权。
So when we see the church as the house of God, we need to honor the sovereignty and the ownership of God.
我们今天怎样尊重神的主权呢？
And how do we do that?
我们看见神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
And first of all, we see the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他今天是建造神家的那个那一位。
That he is the builder of God's house.
有读圣经的人告诉我们说呢，神的儿子主耶稣哈，他个人呢，就是神家的内容，也是神家的那个具体的意义。
And we are told that the Lord himself is the house and encapsulate all the meaning, the spiritual meaning of his house.
我们听见许多关于教会是神的家的这些属灵原则的讲论。
And we have heard much about the principles of the house of God.
而这一切的原则，它的那个内容，它具体的意义呢，都在我们主耶稣基督身上具体的活出来，生活出来，彰显出来。
But the content and the substance we find are lived out through the lives of our Lord Jesus.
举一个例子来讲啊。
For example.
教会呢，乃是神借着圣灵居住的那个房屋所在。
For example, the church is the temple of God through the Holy Spirit.
我们知道圣灵呢，今天不是住在人这个物质所造的房屋的里面。
And we know the Holy Spirit does not live in man-made houses.
他住在每一个蒙救赎神的儿女们的里面。
But he lives in the heart of every believer.
他也住在我们奉主的名聚集，我们是团体的生活的里面。
And he is also in the midst of those who gather in the name of our Lord.
那么圣灵呢，住在那里，怎么样能够最安息呢？
Then how does the Holy Spirit find rest?
在谁的身上住，住得最安息呢？
And in whose heart does he find rest?
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，我们从蒙恩得救以后，你们感觉圣灵住在我心里住得最舒服了。
And do you sense, for example, that the Holy Spirit is most at home in your heart?
圣灵感动我们什么呢？我们都顺服，都听从了。
Perhaps we are obedient, we listen and obey Him in every which way.
我们从自己的经历啊，经验，我们都可以说，我们对主满了亏欠。
But from our experience, we see that we fall far short.
多少时候圣灵在我们里面担忧啊
？And oftentimes we have grieved the Holy Spirit.
多少时候我们呢，明明知道这是圣灵，我们也违背他。
And oftentimes we disobey him on purpose.
所以我们这个身体呢，要做圣灵的居所呢，圣灵住的并不是很舒服的。
And so our temple of the Holy Spirit often doesn't make him very comfortable.
但是他仍然跟我们同住啊，那你就看见主实在爱我们。
But you see that he abides forever.
但是当神的儿子道成肉身了，在拿撒勒人耶稣基督的身上显现的时候。
But looking back at the Lord Jesus as he walked on earth in the flesh.
圣灵住在他的里面呢，是住得最舒服的。
And you see the Holy Spirit descend on him and abide on him.
从亚当开始一直到主耶稣来到地上。
And we have to say from the time of Adam until the time of our Lord Jesus.
从主来到地上以后，所有蒙恩得救的人，没有一个人呢像神的儿子我们主耶稣基督啊，让圣灵安家在里面那样的安息的。
And even including those that come after the Lord, you will find that there is no greater place, no better place for the Holy Spirit to rest.
若是神说这是我的家的话，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面他得着的家。
And so when God says this is my house, it is a house that's obtained in the Lord.
所以今天啊，我们要成为神的家啊。
And so for us to become the house of God.
使徒们劝我们呢，要思想那做使者的主耶稣。
The apostle, the writer of Hebrew tell us to consider, our Jesus, the apostle and high priest.
他怎样为我们做了榜样。
And how he is the example.
他怎样活出了那个家的实际。
How he lived out the substance,
他怎样成为那个家的模型。
And how he become the pattern of that house.
他怎样成为那个家的内容。
How he become the content of that house.
他怎样成为那个家具体意义的彰显。
And how he becomes the real substance of the meaning.
这是我们今天要常常来思想。
And I think this is something we need to consider.
当我们思想的时候，说不定圣灵在我们灵里面就做一件事情。
And perhaps while we are considering, the Holy Spirit will do something.
让我们像今天早晨江弟兄说的，我看见了。
And like Brother Stephen mentioned earlier, that we will come to a point where we say, I seen.
我今天早上帮江弟兄翻译的时候，我灵里面真是被主感动了。And, 真是呼喊说主我看见了。
And as I was translating for a brother, I really cry out in my heart and say, Lord, I see.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个极大的快乐。
Brother and sister, this is a cause of great joy.
我们看见的教会是神的家，在他的儿子耶稣基督的里面。
Because we see the house of God in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这真是叫我们得着一个大的释放，我们也感觉前面有路可走。
And it really liberates and releases us, and it shows also a way to walk.
不仅这样我们还要呢尊重他做我们的建造者。
And furthermore, we need to honor him as the builder.
我们让他来制作我们。
We are his workmanship.
他在我们身上呢得着完全的主权。
We allow him to have the sovereignty and the ability to mold us.
当然在这里希伯来书作者告诉我们一些的原则。
Now, the author of Hebrew gave us certain principles.
我们作为被主建造的材料。
And being, the material, the building material.
我们在主面前呢要有一种的态度。
And I think we need to have this attitude.
就是我们跟随主的时候。
When we follow the Lord.
我们不仅求主为我做成这件事，做成那件事，看见神的工作在我身上。
Not only do we ask the Lord.
在我环境中。
To fulfill what he is doing in my life, in my environment.
就是看见他的作为。
And allow me to see his works.
我举一个例子。
比如
说我们生活中依靠主是好的。
For example, leaning on trusting the Lord is good.
我们为着一些事情祷告我们依靠主。那么主也听我们祷告，我们就看见主成全我们的祷告。
And we have requests, we ask the Lord and we see him answer us.
满足我们的要求。
And met the need.
我们就看见主他的作为在我们身上。
And so we see his ways in our lives.
这样跟随主是好的，但是呢还不能够叫神的心得着完全的满足。
And this is good, but that is not entirely satisfying to the Lord.
我们要求主让我们呢能够认识他做事的法则。
We need to understand the principles on which he acts.
或者在希伯来书那里讲到他的 ways, 神的道路。
And in Hebrews, they talk about the ways of God.
在旧约时代，我们看见以色列人呢，摩西带他们在旷野的时候。
In the Old Testament, when Moses led the people out of Egypt into the wilderness.
碰到需要，碰到难处，他们就发怨言。
And you saw how the people complained whenever there was a need.
摩西亚伦去祷告，神就指示呢，该如何的解决。
And Moses Aaron sought the Lord, and the Lord showed them the solution.
问题解决了，他们得着了主的作为。
And when the problem was solved, they see the ways of God.
但是事情一再的发生了，他们却不认识神的法则，做工的法则。
But you see that, things happen again and again, and yet they don't understand the character of God.
啊，今天我们来到主的面前了，我们盼望我们能够成为神的家。
And today, when we come together and to be the house of the Lord,
我们一方面要求主多多的在教会中显明他的作为。
On the one hand, we need to ask the Lord to show to us His ways.
但另外一面呢，我们也更要祷告主，求主开我们的眼睛，让我们在他的作为中看见他做事的法则。
And on the other hand, we need to ask Him so that we can see behind His ways. We see His principles, His precepts.
好，这个是让主在我们身上建造我们。
And that is a way where we can be built up.
好，我们也让主了来管理我们。
And that is the way that He can rule over us.
好，我们让主的话语能够在我们中间，啊，来分开我们。
And that we allow His word to sanctify us.
来显明我们。
And manifest
reveal. 好，这就是希伯来书里面第四章十二节那里讲到，主的话在我们里面是活泼的，有功效的。
And so that is verse 12 of chapter 4. The word of God is living and active.
啊，主在我们身上呢，让我们以基督为我们的中心。
And so that the Lord.Be the center of our life.
好，在教会里面呢，我们能够听从基督，并且照着基督。
And that we listen to Him and we obey Him.
好，这是我想我个人呢，就着这个神的家哈，关于属灵追求一面，我们的认识和学习，我大一点分享。
And so this is some thoughts on our spiritual pursuit.
好，我是不是再停一下，好不好？
And maybe I should stop here for the moment.
弟兄姊妹，我讲的不清楚的，你可以帮我补充。
And if I were unclear on anything, please do raise your
或者有问题
raise it up.
我们一信主呢，神就居住在我们灵里面，神居住的地方就是神的家。所以我们一个人呢，有人说一个人不能受到教会，那么如果说一个主这个三年半的时候，他召唤门徒，第一跟他门徒就不是教会吗？也是教会，因为他住在里头了，神居住的地方就是教会。那么我们大家都信主了，神都居住在我们里面，我们都是教会，但是是不是有一个生长的过程，是吧？这是在神在建造这个家嘛，选了你这个苗子，好像种子一样，这下到你里头了，神的生命给你了。所以这个建造是神在拣选你，把他生命赐给你以后，叫我们聚集在一起来敬拜他，领受他的旨意跟带领，这样来建造。所以建造这是个人，建造这是人啊，不是房子，是吧？因为我们每个人作为一块灵石嘛，将来启示录的概念就是说，最后都建成新耶路撒冷是人嘛，啊，里面这个没有圣殿，神跟人都混在一起了啊，因为他是神的同在是最大的标志。所以现在呢，我觉得因为跟伯弟兄提醒我们知道了，现在我就这个理解，就是我们已经是神的家，但是我们还要成长啊，因为刚住在我们里头，我们灵里面是身体呢，其他的魂的部分呢啊都要。就这样一条路，所以圣经就给我们这样一个神的这个总的这个概来带领我们。 所以我觉得是不是应该这样理解，这个家我们已经是开始建啊，神的立足点已经在我们里头了。至于不信的人呢，神的家这个生命还没进去，那我要去依靠我们跟神的大能，跟依靠我们信的人来帮助他。 OK， 谢谢。
一个家哈，用一个房屋来描写的话，它不是一块石头，它是 许多的石头被建立，是一个立体的。
A house is not made up of one stone but of many put together.
所以在彼得前书里面讲到主乃是活石。
And in 1 Peter he mentioned that the Lord is the living stone.
我们来到主面前呢，也就像活石一样。
And we coming to him are like living stones.
我们怎么样来到主面前呢？
And how do we come before him?
所以希伯来书作者告诉我们说，我们要接受他的带领。
And in Hebrews we see that we need toFollow his leading.
主在我们身上呢，他可以带领我们。
That the Lord is able to lead us.
每一个神的儿女们，如果我们生活中开始从细小的事情上面学习去跟随圣灵啊，主耶稣借着圣灵在我生命里面的带感觉。
If we learn as an individual believer, following the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这就是主把我们这个人呢，转变成一个活石。
And that is how the living stone is prepared.
他在我们身上呢，他也能够治理我们。
And you see that he can, he has power over us.
他在我们身上有主权。
And he has sovereignty over us.
所以希伯来书作者告诉我们说，若是我们将呢可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底哈，我们就是神的家了。
And so the Hebrew writer says, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope.
今天早晨我们江弟兄也跟我们提到哈，不晓得大家的盼望是什么。
And earlier Brother Stephen Kong talked about this. I don't know what are your hopes.
他用身体的来说，他说今天盼望身体能够长大哈，将来就成为主的心腹。
And he talked about the hopes when the body would mature.Becoming the bride of Christ.
我用摩西来做例子。
And let me try to illustrate with the life of Moses.
摩西呢，在他八十岁的时候，和神的百姓一起跟随神的引导。
Moses at the age of 80, followed the Lord along with the rest of the people of Israel.
他人生最后的四十年在旷野里面。
And he spent his last 40 years in the wilderness.
一直到他离开世界的时候，他心里面一直充满了一个盼望。
And until the day when he was taken away, he had this hope in his heart.
并且越到他人生结束的这个盼望呢，越热切。
And that hope was more and more earnest as he drew closer.
他盼望什么呢？就是能够进迦南地。
And his hope was to be able to go into the land of Canaan.
摩西呢，真是坚持到底。
And he held fast to the end.
今天我们每一个神的儿女啊，我们接受主的建造，接受主的治理。
And today as believers, we allow him to build, allow him to rule.
越过越多，我们不是看见外面会出现什么。
And more and more, we begin to see not just what is being formed outwardly.
而是在我们里面有一个热切的盼望，我能够得着基督，所有神的儿女们，教会能够得着基督。
But that, the hope that all of us would attain Christ.
所以他讲到这个盼望啊，是可夸的盼望。
And so, there is this boast of our hope.
而且他说的这个胆量啊，我想这是信心的一个运用，不是人的天然的胆量。
And that confidence, is a result of faith.
当我们肯用信心的时候，
When we exercise faith,
今天早晨江弟兄告诉我们说，那个浩大的能力啊，是赐给那些相信的人的。
And earlier, Brother Stephen Kong says, the great power, is for those who believe.
是显在那些相信的人的身上。
And will be manifest in those who believe.
这是关于我们对于神家和我们个人团体属灵追求的一面。
And this is, in regard to the spiritual pursuit.
接下来哈，我要稍微讲到一点实行方面。
And now I'd like to go on into the practical aspects.
啊，刚才我们讲到保罗告诉提摩太说呢，若是我单言日久，你也知道呢，在神的家中教导每一个人该如何行。
And Paul says, if I delay, you would know, and you can teach others how to conduct themselves in the house.
我们来到神的家哈，我们和神之间有一个关系。
Now we have a relationship with God.
他是我们的神，是我们的父。
He is our God and our Father.
我们是他的儿女。
We are His children.
所以我们在神的家中呢，是做儿女。
So we are children in His house.
另外一个关系就是我们和所有相信蒙恩得救的人。
And there's another relationship that we have with each other.
我们是做弟兄和姊妹。
We are brothers and sisters.
啊，这个在我们身上呢，啊，有实行的一面。
And so there are practical aspects of this.
啊，我想我简单的快快的提一下。
And let me quickly go over some of these.
这些点呢，以往孙弟兄呢在 Black Lake 聚会呢也稍微交通过。
And Brother Sun has previously shared on these during Black Lake.
在神的家中啊，第一件事情我们看见呢，乃是神儿子他的生命，神自己的生命。
And the first thing we see in God's house is the divine life of our Lord Jesus.
今天这个生命成为我们的生活中侍奉中的一个主导的原则。
And this is the principle. This is the sustaining power.
就是我们在这个生命里面呢，和这个世界完全无份无关。
And by that life, we are separated from the world.
我们不让这个世界的事情呢进到神的家里面来。
And that the world cannot enter into the house of the Lord.
同样的哈，对于外界的事物呢，我们也不去接受。
And similarly, we reject the things of this world.
第二个点呢，我们来到神的家中了。
And secondly, when we come to the house of the Lord,
一个家呢是有秩序的。
That there is order in the house.
也是有秩序的。
And that there are also
也是 order.
Okay.
这同一个英文字在中文里面是两个意思，一个是先后的秩序。
And one talked about order in terms of what's before, what's after.
另外一个是整齐的次序。
The other order is talking about some form of harmony.
所以在家里面呢，我们是有这个权柄的，有等次的。
And that in the house there is representations of authority.
这个权柄呢，乃是自然的。
And that authority happens naturally.
像我们肉身的家庭。
And like our own families.
在一个肉身的家庭里面呢，做父亲的，他自然有做父亲的权柄。
The father in the family naturally has the authority over the
family. 他也有做父亲的责任。
And he has also, with that authority, responsibility.
今天我们来到神的家中，每一个神的儿女们呢，我们就着这个生命呢，我们知道在生命里面有一个次序的。
And based on the life that we receive,And that had been grown, that grows in us, we have divine order.
就着生命的性质来讲，我们大家是一样的，是平等的。
In terms of the essence of this new life, we are the same.
但是就着生命的度量来讲，它是有次序、有长幼的。
But from the stature of and maturity of this life, there are differences.
所以来到神的家中啊，有一种很美的情形，就是我们要用谦卑彼此束腰。
And there is a
我们用谦卑束腰啊，彼此的顺服。
There is a beauty that we see in God's house is that we gird ourselves with humility and serve one another.
我们年幼的顺服年长的。
And that you also find the younger obeying the older.
为着时间的缘故，我想我不多说哈。
And for time's sake, I only would briefly go over this.
那么第三个哈。
And third thing.
在神的家中呢。因着我们有这个生命哈，与主之间有这个爱的交通和连结。
And because of this new life that we have, and because of our fellowship with God,
我们看见教会是神的家。
And because we see the church is His house,
我们来聚会的时候
，and when we assemble,
我们彼此相顾，激发爱心了。
We care for and stir one another up for the Lord.
是主动的。
It is spontaneous.
并且甘心情愿地付出的。
It is proactive and out of willing heart.
很多弟兄姊妹没有看见说我们来聚会哈，我们就想我们是来听道的。
And oftentimes we feel like we are here just to listen.
好，我们要看看今天是谁做讲员。
And we look at who's the speaker.
今天这个讲员我喜欢听的，那我今天来聚会，我灵里面就快乐一点，释放一点。
And I like this speaker, so I'm here.
好，但是若是我们感觉今天我是回家。
But if we have the sense that we are coming home.
弟兄姊妹，那完全就不一样。
And there you see a difference.
有时候我在聚会里面看见一些弟兄姊妹，他一下车啊，就把这个 parking lot 上面有什么纸屑啊，什么地方，他就把它捡干净。
And sometimes I've noticed brothers and sisters when they get off the car in the parking lot, they will pick up some trash that they see.
因为他觉得这是他的家。
Because he feels that this is his family.
这是神的家。
This is his house.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个看见的问题。
And so this is what based on what we see.
若是我们里面有这种感觉，我们就觉得这跟我有关系。
And if we see it.Then we know that I am a part of this.
我们看见弟兄姊妹呢，我们觉得亲爱。
And when we see brothers and sisters, we have a certain intimacy.
我们不会觉得这个人跟我谈得来，我每次就找这个人。
And we would not be merely associating with people that we like.
啊，聚会呢，乃是彼此相顾，激发爱心的。
And that as we gather together, we are to exhort and stir one another.
不仅仅是去那里听一篇今天很好的信息而已。
And so it is not merely to attend and to listen to a great message.
弟兄姊妹，这是在实行上面啊，因为我们看见教会是神的家，我们有的一种的表现。
And so I think this is a practical outflow of our seeing.
而且我们为着主，为弟兄姊妹摆上一点。
And for the Lord and for brothers and sisters, we give a part of ourselves.
为着教会，为着神的家的需要，我们摆上，我们是甘心情愿的。
And for the need, out of a willing heart, we offer ourselves.
好，我见过有一些弟兄姊妹啊，他们在财务上面呢，为着神的家摆上的时候，他们真是欢喜啊。
And I've seen brothers and sisters how they rejoice to be able to offer up.Financial support.
不是在家里经算了又算了，这个太多了，那个啊，不是这样。
They are not counting in a way on how to minimize.
我们觉得好像这是给这个团体的，跟主没有关系的啊。我们知道，但是完全没有看见。
And
我们没有活在神的跟前。
And there is no sense of contributing to an organization as if this is something separate from the Lord.
当然，我们自己聚会呢，我们要追求那个属灵的实际。
Certainly, in our gathering, we need to pursue after spiritual reality.
那么第四个点呢，我们和弟兄姊妹在一起相处的时候，我们能够包容。
And number four, as we live together, we need to forbear each other.
我们也能够乐意去成全别人。
And that, we are glad to fulfill one another.
我们是想一想啊，我们就是天然来讲，本来都是不相干的人。
Because naturally,We are unrelated.
我们本来都不认识的。
And we were strangers.
我们有个人的背景，有个人的这个性格。
And we have our own personalities.
但是今天我们被主聚在一起。
But now we are gathered as one.
我们是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And we are brothers and sisters.
所以有一个弟兄讲啊，所有人间的关系到永世里面都不存在。
And some have mentioned that all our natural relations.Would disappear one day when we go to heaven.
只有一个
but one would remain.
就是在神的家中，我们做弟兄。
And that is the brethren, the brotherhood in Christ.
就是在神的家中，姊妹将来也是弟兄，到天上去，我们还是弟兄。
And so even sisters, we have the life of son.
因着这个认识，我们看见了，我们别人我的软弱，别人能够包容。
And because of this.We can forbear one another.
好，我们的这个缺欠的，别人愿意补足。
And that we can complement and supplement each other.
而且呢，我们看见弟兄能够被主使用、被成全，那是我们心中的喜乐。
And that it is a joy to see brothers and sisters being fulfilled, being built up in Christ.
我们不会有一个感觉说，你看他活该哈，这主早就应该不用他了。
And when someone fall, we would not laugh at.
好，我们真实的爱弟兄。
But that there is genuine love.
我们知道在肉身的家庭里面。
And we know in our natural family,
是神主宰的权柄使我们和自己肉身的兄弟姊妹成为家人。
It is divine providence that we have brothers and sisters.
我们不能因为呢，今天我的兄弟得罪我了，你就不是我的兄弟了，我不理你了。
And we can't say to our brother that you are not my brother.
即便我们不理他呢，他还是你的兄弟，对不对？
Because even if you refuse to accept him, he is still your brother.
肉身的家庭尚且如此，今天在神的家中更是这样。
And you find that in the spiritual family, it is the same.
在这种的包容和成全里面，我们开始认识我们的主。
And so in this kind of acceptance and forbearance,
我们也得着我们的主。
We lift up our Lord and the Lord gains.
这是我们在神家中当怎样行，每一个人呢，我们可以学习，可以去追求的。
And so this is something that we can go after. This is something we can build up.
最后我提几个点。
And finally, let me mention a few other thoughts.
神的家呢，应该充满了主的话语。
The house of the Lord ought to be filled with His word.
神的家呢，应该是充满了神儿女们的祷告。
And filled with the prayers of God's children.
神的家和教会是神的家呢，也应该充满了基督和父神的爱。
And ought to be filled with the love of the Father and of Christ.
我想我的时间已经到了，我就停在这里。最后是不是还有弟兄姊妹有什么补充啊，或者问题？
And I think I'll stop here today. And I don't know if there are any additional thoughts that brothers and sisters can offer.
哎，我们有一点祷告好吗？
If not, let's devote some time to prayer.
主啊，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, with